Now we have the epilogue here, verse 10. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. God was in charge of the storm all the time. God was in charge at the flood. And now in verse 11, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Now the Lord is the one who gives strength. Oh, the power of God in a storm. And that same God can strengthen those. And it will enable them to go through the storms of life and know what the peace is afterward. Now, I'm sure that you've anticipated me, because as we've gone through the Psalms, why, I've called attention to this before. The application, I think, is here. The great tribulation is ahead for these people, but God will see them through it. Armageddon is coming. The enemy comes from the north and will cover the land. That's a wonderful message that's there, but as a message for you and me today. Now, you see that you and I today, we belong to a new creation. We do not belong to the old creation. We belong to the last Adam. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. That's the reason I don't keep the Sabbath day. It belongs to the old creation. And somebody says, when was the Sabbath day changed? It never was changed. We've been changed. We now join to a living Christ. And our new day is the first day of the week. It's the day of resurrection. And now Adam was given dominion over creation. He lost it, and Christ has recovered it. And this old creation, therefore, it furnishes us a pattern. And it's an illustration for us, and I think the message is here for us today. Now, there are storms in the new creation, spiritual storms, storms that threaten to destroy us. You that are God's children, you've been through the storms, and some of you even now are in a storm. And the last Adam, he's master of the storm. He went through the storms with his own. Remember, he saw them toiling and rowing when he sent them that night across the Sea of Galilee, and we're told that he came to them in the storm. And they cried out, "Carest thou not that we perish?" And he quieted the storm. He doesn't always quiet the storm for us, friends, but he whispers to us and says, "We're going to make the harbor." That's important. And I think today of those that are in a storm as a little Eskimo mother way up yonder, Alaska. She's listening to this program right now. She lost a son in the war over at Vietnam. Snowed in the wintertime. And she wrote and told me about listening to the program and how it was helping her carry through. May I say to you, she's going through a storm up there. But God's going to see her through it. Storm's going to be over one of these days. And there's a family here in Southern California. And I know what they're going through. They're in a storm. There's a broker up yonder in San Francisco. He wrote me and told me. And a wife wrote some time ago, "I think I would have lost my mind if it wasn't for the fact the Lord Jesus stood by me." I was over in Flagstaff, Arizona some time ago. And while I was preaching, there was a storm that gathered. And then by the time it was time for me to leave, and I was taking the train, thank the Lord I wasn't flying out of there. And I went down to catch the train. Oh, friends, the thunder, the lightning, the rain, that came down. And then, before the train came in, the moon came out. It was so beautiful, so wonderful. Are you going through a storm? Two things. He's going to see you through it. And then the storm's going to be over, friends. Someday, the storm will be over.